From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Asian markets continue reacting negatively to China's weakening economy. Asian traders continue to sell amid ongoing concerns over the Chinese economy, the world's second largest. Markets were mostly lower Wednesday following a second day of global volatility. European markets ended the day higher, but U.S. stocks were lower. Sam Stovall is an equities analyst for the New York-based S&P Capital IQ.
The market is oversold, and I think like a stretched rubber band, it's simply snapping back right now as investors try to reevaluate what caused them to be worried and whether that worry has now dissipated. I don't think it really has. I think we have to reevaluate whether global economic growth is indeed slowing, and is it slowing to the point where we fall into recession or just slowing.
Stovall says he expects China's growth will fall short of the target rate of 7%. Tuesday, China's central bank cut an interest rate and told banks they could hold less money in reserve, making it easier for consumers to buy and companies to build and hire. South Sudanese President Salva Kiir is expected to sign a peace agreement with rebels Wednesday in Juba, despite reservations over issues like power sharing. The UN Security Council has threatened him with sanctions if he doesn't. Speaking to the council Tuesday, UN Humanitarian Aid Chief Stephen O'Brien said he's outraged by ongoing rights abuses.
I am very concerned about the atrocities which continue to be reported. The scope and level of cruelty that has characterized the attacks against civilians suggests a deep depth of antipathy that goes beyond political differences.
The head of the UN mission to South Sudan, Ellen Margrethe Loy, told the council she welcomes the agreement to end 20 months of conflict, but warns it's only a first step, saying peace, stability, and prosperity will not come overnight. This is VOA News. A U.S. defense spokesman said Tuesday that Turkey has agreed to fly in coalition air missions against Islamic State. Peter Cook said the air operations could take a few days to get underway.
The fact that Turkey is now going to be flying alongside with other coalition aircraft is a significant step forward, one we've been waiting for. We've been trying to work out these logistical details. We've been able to do that. We think this will be an important step forward.
Last month, Turkey agreed to allow U.S. aircraft to fly anti-IS missions out of its Incirlik airbase. That, coupled with the inclusion of Turkish pilots in airstrikes, makes Ankara significantly more involved in the coalition's effort. Ankara has also proposed carving out a safe zone in northern Syria to protect refugees escaping the violence there. French prosecutors have charged a Moroccan national with premeditated attempted murder of a terrorist nature in connection with last week's attack on a high-speed French train. The formal charges against 25-year-old suspect Ayoub El-Kazani were filed Tuesday in Paris. A French prosecutor said Kazani boarded the train Frati in Brussels armed with an assault rifle, a pistol, a bottle filled with gasoline, and a box cutter. He was subdued by three Americans and a Briton. Burundi's President Pierre Nkurunziza swore in a new cabinet Tuesday following his re-election to a controversial third term. Members of the ruling party were given 15 of the top 20 spots, including the key posts of Ministry of Defense, Interior, Finance, and Foreign Affairs. A group of prominent Burundians, including a former vice president and a former speaker of parliament, said it will not recognize Mr. Nkurunziza as president after his current term expires Wednesday. A 24-year-old grandson of the late South African president and anti-apartheid leader Nelson Mandela has been granted bail after being named as a suspect in the case of rape involving a 15-year-old girl. Under South African law, such suspects are not named. The alleged rape is said to have occurred in a restaurant north of Johannesburg August 7th. Bail was set at 7,000 rand, about $540. Findi Liu is a spokesperson for the National Prosecuting Authority.
We accept today's decision as the NPA. Obviously, the onus was on the accused to adduce evidence to convince the court that he's a suitable candidate for bail. So they succeeded in doing that. And from here is for us to go and prepare for the trial.
The suspect's lawyers say the girl was 16 and the act was consensual. His next court appearance, September 16th, when he's expected to enter a plea. NATO said two gunmen wearing Afghan Defense Forces uniforms attacked a military compound in southern Helmand province Wednesday, shooting at a vehicle, killing two coalition service members. Coalition troops returned fire, killing both the assailants. Record numbers of migrants are entering Hungary, Budapest registering more than 100,000 migrants this year, more than double the number of last year. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.